Hello, Texas American world. This is Mark Dant, Cross America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will shortly have Dale Crowley Jr. with us from Washington, D.C. He is the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. Among the many things that Dale talks about in this book is the concept of supporting the troops and doing so by impeaching their leaders. Folks, if you look at all the things that we've been talking about this morning related to Tom Englehart's essay on escalation by the numbers, it's the third segment that Tom has put together on what is really going on in Iraq. And when you look at his statistics and compare it with the Petraeus testimony, it becomes abundantly clear that there is a complete disconnect between reality and falsehood when it comes to what we are doing in Iraq and the spin that Mr. Bush and Mr. Petraeus are giving this. And I thought something else was fascinating yesterday, and that is this. Supposedly, Osama bin Laden recently made a videotape with some statements on it. A lot of controversy about the origins of that tape. I have to say that because Mark Glenn has been running something on this at the crescentandcross.com website that calls into question the authenticity of this tape. But let's assume for a moment that the tape is authentic, and that's a big assumption. But if it's authentic, Osama bin Laden has basically said that those who voted for the Democratic Party in the last American elections, and who did so because they wanted a change in course in the war, had basically been proven for all practical intents and purposes to be fools. He did not use that word, but that's exactly what he meant. Folks, isn't the fix in with this whole thing? Dale Crowley now joins us from Washington, D.C. He is the longtime voice of Focus on Israel. Of course, I have mentioned his book repeatedly this morning, On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. Dale Crowley Jr. has been a force in exposing the Israeli lobby for not years, folks, but decades, and what he was doing for 20 years for WFAX-AM up in Washington, D.C., is something that he's now going to continue for Mark Dankos America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pastor Crowley, how are you, sir?
How are you doing today?
Well, very good. You know, I have been reading your very fine book, which you were gracious enough to send me. I have also read all of the articles, Dale, that you sent me recently by by snail mail post, and we can talk about some of those articles in this last hour of the show as well. But one of the things that really hit me, Dale, in regard to your book, and you've got some incredible topics here that are listed on the front cover of the book, going down about two-thirds of the way down, there's this amazing little sub-headline you have that says, support the troops, impeach their leaders. I think that that's an absolutely amusing and yet at the same time a very pointed commentary that you give us in the front cover of your new book. And listening or reading some of Tom Englehart's particulars in his essay on the disaster that has been created by the United States government and the United States military in Iraq, and comparing those figures with what General Petraeus has been talking about, it brings me right back to your book again, where you talk about supporting the troops and impeaching their leaders. We've got a pretty catastrophic situation on our hands, don't we, politically, militarily, and economically?
Yes, we do, Mark. The chapter you're talking about consists of some radio programs I put on the radio about 4 or 5 years ago. So it was prophetic. I predicted at that time that this military action in the Middle East would turn into a disaster, and therefore our leaders had done wrong. We always ought to support our troops, but the leaders themselves need to be impeached. Now, these hearings, I saw several hours of the hearings
we'll
yesterday.
We'll be back with Dale Crowley, Jr., and we're going to discuss a little bit of Chapter 12 of his book, which is entitled The Gospel to Iraq, Not Bombs, Guns, and Bullets, Support the Troops, impeach their leaders. Mark Dankos America will be back live from San Antonio on RBN with Dale. Stay tuned.
Calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined by Dale Crowley, Jr. today from Washington, D.C. He's a regular on this show every Wednesday. He'll be on in the last hour of the show, which is now from 8 to 9 a.m. Central, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. His book is entitled On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. And, Dale, we were talking before the break. When you look at these figures in this Tom Englehart essay entitled Escalation by the Numbers, which he's put together at tomdispatch.com, and compare that to the sad things being reported by Mr. Petraeus, General Petraeus, to the United States Congress, it seems, again, noteworthy to get back to what you were talking about before the commercial break, and that is that people like Dale Crowley, Jr., we're predicting this disastrous outcome, not after the fact. You were talking about these things before they transpired in the same vein that, to a lesser extent, I was. Mark Glenn was talking about it. Mike Piper was talking about it. There were a few voices, other voices, that were warning about this catastrophe before it unfolded. And this, to me, is a particularly powerful point for you, Dale, because when we're now reading about the Mearsheimer Walt expose on the Israeli lobby, that's all well and good. But whether we're talking about the war specifically, or we're talking about the disproportionate influence of the Israeli lobby generally, Dale Crowley Jr. and a few other people like him were there first. Mearsheimer and Walt are saying good things now from the University of Chicago and Harvard, respectively. But the point is that you and some other folks were saying this at the time and have been saying it for a much longer period of time.
Well, that's one of the things that got me banned from the radio station WFAX. I was talking about the ungodliness and unbiblical nature of the war that we're in, and the White House was listening, and we had some pretty high-level opposition to my radio programs on this subject. Before we go any further, Mark, I need to say La Shana Tova, Happy New Year. This is one of two New Years that the Jewish people have. Therefore, they celebrate three New Years. The one at Passover, in the book of Exodus, God says, this shall be the beginning of the year for you. But the Jews calculated back and found out that God created the heavens and the earth in the fall 5,768 years ago. So that's another new year. And then they celebrate the new year that all of us do on January the 1st. But La Shana Tova, Happy New Year. And I hope we have a minute or two to talk about Rosh Hashanah.
Yes.
This new year of beginning the year 5,768. Yes, my opposition to this war before it started, I was on the radio here in Washington, D.C., protesting it and begging President Bush not to go to war. Now, very important, Mark. Why have not the Republicans and the Democrats got the ability to muster opposition to this and put a stop to it? The reason is it's Israel's war, and they're afraid if they oppose this war and put a stop to it, they will lose the election the next time around.
Well, yes, I think that that's absolutely the implication of all of this, Dale, and to me, I was talking about this with some members of my own family yesterday. To me, my mother reported to me, by the way, that she recently attended an art seminar, and there were some people at the art seminar here in South Texas who were talking about political matters amongst themselves, and there was a lot of anti-George Bush rhetoric at this art seminar, some of it for some very good reasons, I think. But then many of the people there were talking about Hillary Clinton as some sort of a wonderful alternative to George Bush. And my mother, of course, was sickened by all of this conversation. She later told me about it. And what I said to my mother was this. You know, when you listen to what Pastor Crowley says on my show, when you listen to what Mark Glenn of the American Free Press routinely shares with our listeners as well, it becomes abundantly clear that the stupidity of the American public is seemingly beyond boundaries, because all you have to do is look at the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, which is the AP-UPI of world Judaism and the institutional Jewish lobby worldwide.
Right.
And there I discovered this morning in their latest set of news articles, which I was scanning, is that a group of rabbis were polled by the Jewish Telegraphic Agency in regard to the most pro-Israel presidential candidate presently running in the American presidential sweepstakes, and a plurality of those rabbis chose Hillary Clinton. And as I was saying to my mother, you know, I said, Mom, this makes all the sense in the world when you look at this report, and then you look at the recent speeches given by Clinton, Edwards, and Obama to these Jewish organizations, and then compare them with the statements of Giuliani, McCain, and Romney on the Republican side of the aisle, and I think we could add Thompson to that mix, certainly, it becomes abundantly clear that they've all got the same speechwriter, Dale.
Yes, they certainly do, and all of them are afraid of American Jews. You know, the phrase "for fear of the Jews" occurs three times in the New Testament, and it's always in connection with Jesus and his disciples changing their plans or doing or not so doing something for fear of confronting the Jews. Now, the reason that the Democrats and Republicans cannot get together and put a stop to this war in Iraq is it is Israel's war, and Israel wants it to continue, and it also wants us to go to war against Iran. And these politicians know that if they don't do what their bosses, the Jews of America, say to do, they're going to get defeated the next time around.
Well, I happen to agree with you, Dale, and I'd like to ask you this on the air. Are you familiar with Jerome Corsi?
No, that's not familiar to me.
Jerome Corsi has a Ph.D. from Harvard, writes frequently for the neocon WorldNet Daily. Now, Jerome Corsi has been saying a lot of really good things, actually, even great things, about the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership deal that is in connection with this North American Union, and that it is a move toward world government, that it is something that is unconstitutional, and that basically Mr. Bush and his minions are pushing for this, as well as most of the leaders of both of the major political parties in this country, and that it's just a continuation of the New World Order mentality as we have seen it since the end of World War II. Now, Corsi is right about all of that, certainly. And at one point, he was being considered as a possible, even probable, Constitution Party candidate for president. And yet on this show, I pointed out to Dr. Corsi the consistently pro-Israel things that he has written about in his articles. And Corsi indicated that he had at one point recently been to Israel, had conferred with significant members of the Israeli government, both the Israeli administration as far as the prime minister's office is concerned, had conferred with significant members of the Israeli Knesset, and he simply tried to assure me on this show that it was not the intention of Israel to provoke the United States and Iran into going into an overt military conflict with one another. That, to me, seems to fly in the face of all of the available evidence on this from around the world.
Yes, I think we're moving in that direction. One of the things that came out of these hearings that went on here on Capitol Hill yesterday and day before yesterday, one of the things that came out very clear was that we're going to be in Iraq at least 10 years. Now, that's underestimating it. Mark, we're going to be in Iraq and in the Middle East until the end of time, until the advent, the second advent of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I have no question that the Middle East is going to be a place where we have got to be by the tens of thousands of military people until the end of time. It's never going to end. It is insane. It is ungodly. It is unbiblical. And the cause of it and the reason for it is very simply, this is Israel's war. And one of my mottos, which is a motto that's going on around the country, no more wars for Israel.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, that brings us into a natural time to mention Mark Glenn's conference. You know, there is coming up next month in Southern California, in Orange County, a No More Wars for Israel conference is going to be held between October the 12th and 14th. I've been urging people on this show to support it financially and to get registered for the conference.
Wonderful.
People can find information about this at http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. And Dale, as we talk about this and think of the laundry list of really great people that Mark Glenn has already lined up to speak at this conference, he tells me that the Anti-Defamation League has already begun sounding the alarms about this conference to be held in Southern California.
That's good.
I think it's great. I think in conjunction with several rather nasty communications that I've had from a couple of leading neocons in the United States about this conference, and some things that several of my colleagues have also received on this subject, it suggests that we're on the right track and on the right trail, a trail that in many respects was trailblazed by a guy named Dale Crowley Jr. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by the legendary Leviathan. Those are my words, folks. The legendary Leviathan, Dale Crowley, Jr., for 20 years with WFAX-AM up in Washington, D.C., with his Focus on Israel program. His new book is entitled On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. And among the many things that Pastor Crowley talks about in this wonderful book, folks, is a chapter that deals with the concept of supporting the troops by impeaching their leaders. And that dovetails with some of the conclusions that we can draw from Tom Englehart's essay today at tomdispatch.com. It's the third in a series entitled Escalation by the Numbers. And folks, one number that among the incredible number of things that Tom talks about, which we have cited in the first hour of the show, one leaps out at me, He says that the estimated number of Iraqi deaths from the invasion of 2003 through June of 2007, if the Lancet study's median figure of 655,000 deaths was accurate, and similar death rates held true for the year since it was published. Now, to refresh everyone's memory, the Lancet Medical Journal is published in Britain. This report, or this study that they came out with on 655,000 Iraqi civilian deaths since the invasion of 2003, is something that was put together by MIT, scholars from MIT and Johns Hopkins University. In the time since that Lancet study has come out, Tom Englehart says that if similar death rates have held true for the year since it was published, that over 1 million people, 1 million people in Iraq would have been killed by this American military intervention in that country, and that is according to something called Just Foreign Policy. When we think about that figure and the tens of thousands of other figures, it would seem, that Tom Englehart tells us about this morning in regard to civilian casualties, destruction of economic infrastructure, the catastrophe that is represented by the al-Maliki government, the number of private American defense contractors that are tied up in this mess over there, the true cost of oil today as opposed to what it was at the time of Saddam. I mean, this stuff just goes on and on. Dale, to me, as I read these things, it reminds me of why we seem to be now seeing some things creeping into even the mainstream media that must have Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League and a few other agents of the Israeli government concerned that the rest of us are going to figure out what's going on. I'm looking, for example, at William Grimes' piece for the New York Times entitled "A Prosecutorial Brief Against Israel and Its Supporters," talking about the Mearsheimer-Walt book, Paul Craig Roberts' latest essay, "Who Are the Fanatics?" Who are the fanatics? The former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury of the United States says, among other things, that to the extent that there is any Muslim threat, it's one created by the United States and Israel, says Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Then the New York Times Sunday Magazine finally acknowledges that Dr. Ron Paul is out there. It has an essay entitled "The Anti-Candidacy of Dr. Ron Paul." And then as I go down the list of some of the articles I looked at last night, Terry Waltz for the Council for the National Interest has a review out there entitled "New Study Reveals Israel Lobby's Criminal History." Terry Waltz of the Council for the National Interest says, "Grant F. Smith's new book, Foreign Agents, decisively pushes this debate forward and shows just how brazen and criminal the Israeli lobby has acted since its beginnings." John Pilger, the very fine UK journalist, has an essay at Countercurrents entitled "A Boycott of Israel, Something is Changing." Something is changing. And, of course, Pilger says that the ethnic cleansing of Palestine is as much America's crusade as Israel's. That's a very incredible statement and one that I think is supportable. The point is, Pastor Crowley, that as we look at all of this, the kinds of things that you've taken some major hits on for years, as you were bringing this to the fore at WFAX in Washington for 20 years and to radio audiences up there for many years prior to that, that now the truth of what you've been saying for decades is finally getting into the public arena in a way that suggests to me, frankly, sir, that your ministry, and I use the word ministry deliberately, your ministry, I think, sir, is beginning to bear some fruits. Could you have envisioned this even 10 years ago?
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Mark, because it's been discouraging many times and disheartening not to be praised for telling the truth, but to be censured and censored and banned for telling the truth. I've got the Washington Jewish Week, the current issue, in front of me here, and here's a picture of Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter is suffering at the hands of the Jews, not for telling lies about Israel, but for telling the truth. And anyone who sets out to tell the truth, just as the Old Testament prophets, Elijah, Jeremiah, and all the rest, if we tell the truth about Israel, We're in big trouble. I hear the music playing.
We'll be back with Pastor Dale Crowley, Jr., the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, but Right About It All, when Mark Dancost America returns live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back. This is Mark Dancost, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Dale Crowley, Jr., author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, but Right About It All. Dale was, of course, for 20 years with WFAX AM 1220 up in Washington, D.C. And the pages of this book, On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, but Right About It All, quoting from the back cover of the book, the pages cover contain incontrovertible proof that our Lord was crucified and buried on Wednesday, not Friday, that those left behind are God's people, not the wicked, that America's heritage is Christian, not Judeo-Christian, that Israel First Schofield dispensationalism is unbiblical and dangerous, that the invasion and occupation of Iraq was a terrible mistake, and that many other myths, dogmas, shibboleths, and deceptions of Christianity today should be discarded and replaced by truth. This book, of course,
contains a lot of information that was actually broadcast for years on Dale's show for WFAX 1220 up in Washington, D.C., entitled Focus on Israel. That, of course, is something that the Israeli lobby did not want WFAX 1220 AM to be talking about for a variety of very obvious reasons. Dale, before the break, you were talking about what was happening to Jimmy Carter in the wake of his observations, published observations, on this Israeli-Palestinian tragedy.
Yes, well, very simply, Jimmy Carter is in big trouble now with the Jews, not for lying about Israel, but for telling the truth about Israel. And that's the radio program that was gagged on WFAX, my Focus on Israel radio program, which ran for 20 years. My other program, the King's Business, Sound Doctrine Hour, is still going Monday through Friday on WFAX at 8:45 every morning. So they haven't banned me completely, but they have forbidden me to do any live and in-person programs like we're talking here. Every program that I want to put, which is up to date on the air, has to be recorded and then approved by them. Mark, there is no preacher in America who is going to submit his sermons for approval by a radio station before they're broadcast, and I'm not going to do that. So my radio programs now, Monday through Friday, the King's Business Focus on Israel, are all recorded programs from the past. And believe me, I've done a lot of good programs in the past since 1979, which are just as good and up-to-date now as they were when I made them. So I'm still on WFAX. It's just that my Focus on Israel radio program has been gagged because I told the truth about Israel, and listeners here in the Washington area, including the Anti-Defamation League, and sorry to say, national religious broadcasters, didn't like the truth about Israel, and so they leaned, threatened the station, and put me off.
Well, yes, and I'm looking, Dale, at a chart that you have sent me, which chronicles some very interesting things in regard to the direct and indirect connections of all of these different pro-Zionist entities and why they would have had just on a prima facie basis, would have had plenty of reason to want you off the air. The national religious broadcasters, according to this chart, repeatedly pressured WFAX AM up in Washington, D.C. to remove Dale Crowley Jr. from WFAX's broadcast schedule.
That's correct.
That, of course, leads to a direct link to Salem Communications and a guy named Epperson, who have tried to buy WFAX for the past 10 to 15 years. And then, of course, Zulon Press, which had a contract with you to publicize and market your book that we've been talking about this morning, later reneged on this contract, in your words, to publicize
right.
and market that book. And, of course, Zulon Press became a subsidiary in 2006 of Salem Communications. It's very interesting that you have in this chart a direct link between Salem Communications and what is another subsidiary of theirs now, something called Crosswalk, which is apparently affiliated with the late Jerry Falwell's Liberty University.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there is apparently a direct link between Crosswalk and Salem on the one hand and Tim LaHaye and his Left Behind End Times Heresy series on the other. And then, of course, there's an indirect link between Zulon Press and LaHaye with Marvin Alasky's World Magazine, the neocon up in Austin, Texas, and his so-called World Magazine.
It's frightening.
It's absolutely frightening. And when you look at these direct and indirect connections, I want to read something on the air that you sent me from a Jewish publication, Dale, with a reminder to the listeners to keep in mind this whole business of what you've told us about WFAX and the National Religious Broadcasters, Salem Communications, Zulon Press, Crosswalk, LaHaye and the Left Behind series, Marvin Alasky and World Magazine. Mm. As you look at all of these direct and indirect relationships,
it's a monster.
It's a monster, but here's what the Washington Jewish Week has said in an editorial. And this editorial of August the 23rd, 2007, is pointed at Professors Stephen Walt and John Mearsheimer and what they have recently said in their new book that we've been talking about. That new book is titled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. Now, of course, Walt and Mearsheimer, much like Jimmy Carter, much like Dale Crowley, have been catching a lot of steam from the Jewish establishment for what they have written and what they have said. Nonetheless, the Washington Jewish Week up there in Washington, D.C., which is a Harbor Point media publication that would probably make for a separate show topic right there, the Washington Jewish Week of August 23rd has an editorial that is entitled, It's No Conspiracy. And it says, we have a message for Professors Stephen Walt and John Mearsheimer. Just because some groups aren't inviting you to speak, that doesn't mean that there's a Jewish conspiracy. The two academics, Walt's a professor at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, and Mearsheimer is a University of Chicago political scientist, have turned a flawed paper, this is the Washington Jewish Week's spin, have turned a flawed paper on the pro-Israel lobby into a new book, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy, set for release in early September. The two contend, among other things, that the pro-Israel lobby caused the United States to skew its Middle East policy in favor of Israel and in favor of going to war in Iraq. They also raise issues of dual loyalty and say that Israel has become a strategic liability for the United States, but blame the Israel lobbying for preventing anyone from speaking out about that. Now, then they go on and try and support their argumentation. I won't read the whole editorial over the air for purposes of time. But at the very end, they say that their biggest problem with Mearsheimer and Walt, aside from the fact that they don't agree with the book, is the notion that there could possibly be a Jewish conspiracy afoot to suppress the Walt Mearsheimer book and to demonize Walt and Mearsheimer. Now, it seems to me that that's exactly what's happening, but that this is nothing new. That when we talk about Michael Collins Piper, when we talk about Mark Glenn, when we talk about Dale Crowley Jr. and Jimmy Carter, just to name four people right off the top of my head, all of you, provably, in my judgment, have been the victims of a deliberate conspiracy that has been directed at you by the organized Jewish establishment, that it has produced all manner of personal and professional sorrow and heartache. It's targeted, it's deliberate, it is conspiratorial in my view. And yet here you have the Washington Jewish Week spinning this idea that as they're going after Walt and Mearsheimer, along with Abe Foxman of the ADL and the usual Jewish spokesman and the usual Israeli spokesman, that nonetheless we're being told that there cannot possibly be a Jewish conspiracy. What's your take on that, Dale?
Well, the best way to understand that correctly is to look at the dictionary, the meaning of the word conspiracy. Conspiracy simply means that there's more than one person who has the same evil intention and plan, more than one. Well, we could start with Satan. All of this is satanic. And he's got his servants here on the earth, the ADL and all of the rest of the pro-Israel lobby. So that makes it a conspiracy, and all we need for a conspiracy is for a few people to get together in agreement on a certain kind of plan and criminal activity, perhaps, and that's a conspiracy. Conspiracy simply means that there's more than one person involved in a action or in a movement to accomplish any kind of a purpose. That's a conspiracy. And with Satan in charge, all of his servants together defined it then as a conspiracy. So pardon that simplistic comment, but yes, it is a conspiracy. And this conspiracy has been going on against the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the virgin-born, resurrected Son of God. A conspiracy been going on against him for a long time.
Yes, and I think for those who do believe in the truth of the witness of the New Testament corpus, which includes me, the nature of that conspiracy and the existence of that conspiracy is explicitly contained in the pages of the New Testament corpus. We have a caller for Dale Crowley, Dan in Houston. Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you for taking my call. Great show, George. I was wondering about Carter. Well, I have two questions. First one, if Carter's a commie, it seems like he would want to give away to Panama Canal because that would just cause the death of many more of our soldiers in future wars. The Panama Canal is so important. So what? Why would Carter give away the Panama Canal? It seems he would put it on the side of the Jews because they, of course, want American soldiers to get slaughtered. It's their way of being evil. And then the other thing is, not to change the subject, I don't think, but the microbiologists all over the planet have been murdered very suspiciously. The microbiologists, and my son was a magna cum laude graduate to be a microbiologist, and he was murdered last year, so it kind of hits home with me. Would the Jews have murdered microbiologists because they want to control the ability to make medicine, to invent new microorganisms to both cause disease and also prevent people knowing about new medicines that are being built? And I'd like to say there is one medicine. Oh, gosh, what's the name of it? Duconamine. Duconamine is a fairly less than 10 years old drug that is nothing short of a miracle drug. And I got to take it myself due to one doctor in a country hospital, which is now impossible to get. It's a famous drug. It's called Duconamine. And my wife and I both have taken it. It absolutely is a miracle drug. You can still get it from Canada, I think. And just for the common cold or a very severe infection or something, you can look on the Internet, but now you can't get it, which is one example of the drugs that work fantastically that are no longer available. And so those are my questions.
Dale, go ahead.
Well, I have to confess I haven't given much attention to that kind of activity, suppressing scientific discovery and those kinds of things. I need to look into that and give a better answer at some time in the future, perhaps.
What about the Panama Canal? Do you think Carter would give away the Panama Canal unless he's on the side of the Jews or Zionists because the Panama Canal is important for our national defense? Now it's gone.
Well, anything that promotes a one-world government, internationalism, anything like that could be considered to be satanic because it's prophesied in the Bible. The Bible prophesies a time when the politicians will be saying peace and safety. They will be trying to bring the nations of the world together under one government. We know that Israel would like to be the hub of that worldwide government. It's internationalism. And the giving away of the Panama Canal certainly promoted this one world government and internationalism. And everything that we're doing in China, Asia, Europe, Africa, and this Middle East debacle, all of it is headed toward and leading toward a one-world government under satanic control.
Yeah, absolutely. But the Jews, the Zionists, are now hated in the UN. They've lost control of the UN. Would you agree that they've lost? They have totally lost. In fact, the UN is even against the Zionists. Against the United States, too, but then against the Zionists in the process.
Well, so exactly. Israel has violated more UN resolutions than any other country in the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We went to war against Iraq because they violated some United Nations resolutions. Well, Israel has violated more resolutions than any country in the world.
Yes, sir. And also, Israel. Christians, Baptists, or Presbyterians, or Mormons cannot go there and proselyte. Therefore, Israel shouldn't even be allowed to be getting American aid because they're not a free country.
Well, that's exactly right. That's one of the evils of our country, that we would cooperate and go along with people and even send them $10 billion a year, which is a conservative estimate, in order to promote their kind of government, which is not like ours.
Are there citizens called, well, I guess early citizens, they're not allowed to leave their country, or they're not allowed to escape, they're stuck there as citizens, or whatever you're going to call them, and not allowed to pick up and take and move to West Texas or something? They're not allowed to leave the country? Is that part true?
Well, I haven't heard that. I know that any Jew who has converted to Jesus Christ cannot become an Israeli citizen.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, suppose we had a law here in the United States that a person had to be a Christian in order to become a citizen. There would be an uproar that could be heard to the moon. But Israel has a law that will not permit any Jew to immigrate to Israel and become an Israeli citizen if they have converted to Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness, I'd never heard of that. That's incredible.
That's one of the worst.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for your work, and good luck, and God bless you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan, very much. Well, Dale, as we examine this whole thing, we don't have a tremendous amount of time left this morning, but I was thinking about another post that you sent me that deals with this whole controversy over land ownership in Israel, involving, I guess, the sale of public lands. And this debate involves whether or not non-Israelis should be permitted to own real estate in Israel. What's the background of this?
I don't know much about it, but it's just outrageous. People come to this country from all over the world. Wealthy Jews come here from Israel and buy property. But the Jews in Israel are working on a law that will prevent any foreigner from owning any real estate in Israel. And still we send these people our money to promote their kind of totalitarianism.
The Jewish National Fund Law. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in the last couple of minutes of our chat today with Dale Crowley, Jr., the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. Dale, of course, for 20 years, was a regular voice in the Focus on Israel program, heard at WFAX AM 1220 up in Washington, D.C. Why is he not there now? Reasons that we have covered and will continue to cover repeatedly on this show. And we will be looking in the days ahead at the cracks in the canvas in regard to the Israeli lobby's failure to suppress the report of Mearsheimer and Walt and their new book. And now all of a sudden the things that Dale Crowley Jr. and Mike Piper and Mark Lynn have been talking about for years are finally coming to the forefront in a way that Foxman and company can no longer control. It's kind of fun to watch, folks, even as we await with bated breath what is going to transpire in the Middle East in the days ahead. This is another plug now for the No More Wars for Israel conference being held in Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. Find out about this conference, folks. Attend it and support it with your gifts. You can find out about it at http://nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross is not only a confirmed speaker, but he is managing the conference. Confirmed speakers include Canadian free speech activist Paul Fromm, AFP founder and publisher Willis Carto, AFP correspondent, author, and radio talk show host Michael Collins Piper, Mark Dankoff of RBN, Hesham Talawi of Current Issues Television and RBN, Father Christopher Hunter, anti-Zionist activist Jim Condit Jr., Dr. Kalkab Sadiq, the publisher of the Islamic magazine New Trends, investigator and filmmaker in the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty Tito Howard, Ray Goodwin of the Barnes Review. Patrick Grimm is now going to be a part of this process as well at Zionist Watch. Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths, Robert Brock, the black nationalist leader, John DeNugent of the Barnes Review, 9/11 widow and truth activist Ellen Mariani, Eileen Fleming of We Are Wide Awake, Joachim Martello. These are just a few of the folks that are going to be there. Hotel rooms are $124 a night, double occupancy allowed. Registration, $150 per person. Couples for $175. You can send checks or money orders to Mark Glenn at the following address, P.O. Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Kerrywood, Idaho, 83809. And again, folks, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com is the place to get all of what I have just read, and along with the continued updates on new speakers scheduled to come out there. I hope that at some point, either live or by phone hookup or film report, we get Dale Crowley Jr. out there. Dale, any chance that you and your wife might sneak out to Southern California in October?
No chance, Mark. Can't do it.
Well, I'm hopeful. Still
be
hopeful.
There in spirit.
Yes. Well, I'm hopeful, Dale, that maybe somehow, some way, we can still have you perhaps address the conference briefly by remote hookup. I think that's an idea that Mark Glenn was kicking around with me the other day. We'll see how that plays out in the days ahead.
Well, I offered to prepare a paper for the conference.
Yes. I want to thank Pastor Dale Crowley, Jr., the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. He will be my regular Wednesday guest on this show in the last hour. This is Mark Dankoff, America, signing off today from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tomorrow, Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, will join me for the show's final hour by hookup from the state of Oregon. See you then. God bless.
It's true.